The week kicked off on February 16th at Carborough's Flying Pierogi. Along with their order of sandwiches, subs, and pierogi, community members were encouraged to register for the collective action event and pick up a bingo card that would help direct their dollars to various BIPOC-owned spaces in the community, including Rumors Boutique, the Back Nine Golf, Midway Barbershop, and more. Like the pierogi restaurant, there were also pop-ups at Carolina Car Wash and Tanya's Cookies. Helping organize the celebration, the Chamber's business success navigator, Taylor Gay, said each of the featured businesses were selected to represent different eras of local Black history. Despite its physical location being one of the youngest participating businesses in Spend Week, Tanya's Cookies helps to highlight the long-standing legacy of the Council family and its roots in the Chapel Hill community. The Southern Cooking Spot is owned by Tanya Council, one of the granddaughters of Mildred Mama Dip Council. In addition to its bakery items, the restaurant also serves dishes paying homage to the beloved Mama Dip's kitchen that operated on West Rosemary Street for nearly five decades.
That also ties us back to the history portion of Black history. That business was selected as a legacy sort of family here. And then the Flying Pierogi was selected because they're a newer business. So we wanted to take snapshots of the different times.
Gay said the event is a natural way to uplift Black businesses during Black History Month, as the collective spending helps create a more immediate economic impact. And she said the week is not only about retaining existing ones, but making sure more feel encouraged to start here. And she said part of that means making sure spaces are visible to the wider community in the first place. Flying Pierogi's owner, Jason Wilson, said the week presented an opportunity to bring more foot traffic to the spot. Specializing in Polish and German street food, the restaurant operated as a popular food truck for more than half a decade, but its brick-and-mortar location only opened in 2024.
I just hope that with the added promotions and publicity, that people just get to know that we're here, because I think that's been our biggest issue, is just people not knowing we exist yet.
During the pop-up at Flying Pierogi, Chair for the Black Business Alliance of Chapel Hill Carborough, Donna Bell, said she hopes the event can become an annual one for the towns.
We would love every year to be able to highlight businesses and show that you can bring money through the door and that has a big impact on their success. But even being here, we can also see that there are already people in the community that already value this organization. So we're just really happy to be here and support them.
According to Gay, the Spend Week naturally fits into the Chamber's ongoing efforts to celebrate local BIPOC-owned businesses, and it's another way to ensure that community conversation about intentionally spending dollars at Black-owned businesses continues year-round.
Beyond BIPOC, right? Beyond Black, beyond Latino, really just supporting your local businesses, really thinking local first. And that's a given, and we always have Shop Local Weeks, but just making sure that you're having conversations with the business owners, right? You're saying, hey, I like to see this. If you don't see what you're shopping for, mention it, because you want to spend your dollar here in your community.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Emma Cook.